Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again, everyone. Elf Holly Berry in Toronto at the North Pole Tracking Center for North America. We've got some breaking news now from the North Pole. Joining me from the scene of an epic blizzard is Elf Mitch. What's going on there, Mitch?
Hello, Holly. Crews at the North Pole are going to work on the very space where Santa launched just hours ago. They have set explosives in an effort to clear out some of the epic amount of snow.
Explosives? What's going on? Why are they doing this?
They are working on a surprise for Santa and Mrs. Claus. They are attempting to clear a landing spot for Santa after his worldwide deliveries today. Hang on. They've asked us to cover our ears now. Oh my. Snow is rising high in the sky like a fountain bursting, Holly, but it's coming right back down again. This is not working.
So you're saying if they can't do this, Santa can't return back to the North Pole?
Yes, that's what Operation Save Santa is all about. We want Santa and all of those elves who went with him to the South Pole to be able to somehow come home for Christmas.
I'm going to cry. Tell them to keep up the good work, Mitch. We're pulling for you. From Toronto, where we peg Santa not yet even halfway through his flight, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.